The Book of the Genealogy of Jesus Christ, the Son of David, the Son of Abraham. The first verse of the New Testament speak about the genealogy of Jesus. We all have family. Family is so important. We are all here today because of our ancestors, a line, a lineage that we will never know here on earth. But one day we will meet those who of our family who came to faith. We will sit down with them in heaven and talk to them about their life, what it was like as they grew up, as they lived, what jobs they did, their love and knowledge of God, and what it was like at that time. We will have a lineage going back to the start. It will be amazing. But sadly, not all will be in heaven. Some will make the choice and have made the choice that they just don't want to know God. They don't want to be with him. They will reject him. Not that he's ever rejected them, but they will reject him. So we can look forward to one day catching up with all those who enabled us to be here. And for us, as we pass on our seed, as we meet our loved ones, our wives in the future, or husbands, and have children, and that lineage will continue until the day that Jesus comes back to gather us up, to take us home. But what's really important as well, that we have this history in our families, and some families know that because they research. They can go back through historical documents, but only so far, not all the way, not into prehistory. But we have that, and so does Jesus have that. Jesus entered into that. He then has a lineage going as far as the Bible tells us to Abraham. Obviously, it goes back further than that, to David, and it stops with Jesus, yes, because he didn't have children, but he has going back to Adam and Eve, going down through the lineage. He has his family as well, and that's telling us that God is entering into our humanity, that Jesus, like us, has a family that gave him his DNA. And that is quite spectacular. That is something that's so special. That is God really entering into who we are. And what we have to remember at the end, that Jesus didn't discard his humanity, that he ascended in his body, although it was resurrected. The humanity was important. And so Jesus living our lives, having DNA, having blood, having hair, having to eat, go to the toilet, all those things, having family, going back into time, is showing that how God humbled himself to be the King of Kings, the Creator of the universe, but also coming into to live the lives that we live. Quite spectacular. So let us pray. Heavenly Father, you have a lineage like we do. You have parents and grandparents and great grandparents, and you have that fullness of life that we have. And thank you, Lord, that you entered into that to come and bring us back into relationship with our Father in heaven. Amen.